Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so I just want to let everybody know, so you don't have an unfortunate incident, the American Flagley has been canceled.
Okay.
Right, so, you know, you could trigger a liberal today. You may not know it's been canceled. As far as they're concerned, it has.
Well, then I am triggering liberals daily when you drive by my house.
So you could be attacked. Yeah. You could be.
That's okay.
If you don't know.
Just remember
happened.
Where the property line starts, folks. That's all I'm telling you.
Oh, for the compound, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, singer Macy Gray was the one who delivered the bad news. This was on Juneteenth. And she wrote the editorial in Market Watch officially declaring the flag canceled. And the flag is canceled because a flag, it represents, as we know, of course, white supremacy, because everything represents white supremacy. There's almost nothing that doesn't represent white supremacy. It's listed short. It's easier to just list the things that don't represent white supremacy. And since the flag flew over slavery and other white supremacist activities conducted largely by the Democrats, they it's got to go. It is now officially canceled. So the problem here is that every single argument, this is where they're going with this, every argument that could be made for why the flag is racist, it's got to go away, flew over bad things, blah, blah, blah. You could cut the word flag out and put Constitution in.
Yeah, yeah.
Constitution was around during bad things. Yes. Constitution was around during slavery. Yes. Your point?
Yeah.
And what they're ultimately gunning for here is your free speech rights and your gun rights. That is what the left wants. And so they have to demonize everything American. And they've been working on this for a while. This, we'll start with the anthem, working our way up to the flag. And, of course, the Constitution's next. Because it's your rights that they want.
Well, I will take it one step further. I think what they're looking for is the dissolution of the United States of America.
Absolutely.
Because what they're trying to do is to federalize the government. They're doing it with elections. They're trying to do it with law enforcement. They're trying to do it with so many other areas that are under the states, the sovereign states' control and responsibility under the Constitution of the United States and also the various states as well. And this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to take down all of the institutions, the founding institutions, the founding narratives of this country in such a way as that you do away with the states themselves. And there's one overarching, overreaching federal government that will take care of all of these, you know, Governor Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott of Texas and others that are in the way of what the woke culture thinks that this country needs to be reformed as.
Oh, you need to listen to the rest of the show. There is a new Biden program out of the Department of Homeland Security where for the, and I'm just going to give you a hint. I'll do it before the end of the hour, where for the good of the country, they're going to have to go back through your social media posts and begin to classify people who could be a threat to the country. And they're going to partner with big tech to do it.
Well,
it's called C3P.
What little social media that I do other than for the station? You would find out that basically I am a threat to the environment because there's a lot of cars and trucks on it.
So. Yeah. Well, you're generally a threat, Lee. Yes, I mean, I would definitely classify you. Abby would be right next to me on the list.
Yeah.
So,
just for different reasons.
Yeah, just for association with me, you're done. So, this is going through what you've already posted on social media to find, of course, the white supremacy and the threats and things like that. So that'll be anybody who didn't vote for Biden. The stuff is really scary that that they're doing. Here's what's interesting, though. Did you see this on another topic? This idea that, you know, if you think we ought to have an ID for voters when they register, or God forbid, when they go to the polls, is totally racist, even though 99% of people in Georgia have voter ID.
Mm-hmm.
So, and conclusively proving that black people just as easily as white people can get ID. They do it every day.
Yes.
And it's, to me, that's one of the most racist things I've ever heard the Democrat. I mean, I can't believe black people don't lose their minds when they hear it. But whatever. Do people agree with the Democrats on this? Not really, no. According to a new Monmouth poll, listen to this, 80% of Americans, for those of you on Common Core Math, that's 80 out of 100, right? Like, it's 100, it's 100%. Right. 80% of Americans are in favor of requiring photo ID in order to vote.
Oh, okay. 80. And that sounds like what we used to be referred to as a majority.
Yes, now we just call them white supremacists. Because if you disagree with the Democrats, you're a white supremacist. Well, now we now know 80% of Americans are, in fact, white supremacists. They believe in the integrity of the vote, and they want voter ID, including, are you ready for this? This is the best part.
Okay.
62% among Democrats.
Okay, and once again, that is a majority.
Yes, even in Common Core math. So it's like 62 out of 100.
Isn't that what democracy is all about, where the majority rules, where the people decide? Is,
I believe so.
You know, now, once again, we are not a democracy. I get that. And so, you know, even if you have a subject or a policy that the majority of the people agree with, it doesn't necessarily happen because we are not a democracy.
No, we are not. And there is proof of that. I should remind people, I do this every once in a while. If you want to prove that to yourself, so I had a guy text me, how do I prove to my liberal friends we're not a democracy? Okay, go get the text of the Constitution. Use text search feature.
Right.
And go ahead and search for the word democracy.
It appears nowhere.
Nowhere. However, you will find the word Republican. This is a Republican form of government. Now, we vote democratically. That doesn't make this a democracy. It's a republic. But we do practice a democratic form of voting, but we are not a democracy. And thank God for that. Or Hillary Clinton would have been president instead of Trump. That's another clue how you could tell. Anyway, listen to this. 87% of independents say nope, voter ID. So this means that the Democrats utterly lost the argument in Georgia. Like, I'm talking Senator Tim Scott curb stomped them. And then laughed and kept going. Because they didn't have... And did you notice how quickly Georgia died after Tim Scott was like, I'm a black dude. I got elected in the South. Didn't seem to have a problem with that. Never had a problem voting. Could you explain to me where the racism is? Because I'm all ears. Tim Scott is always combating racism. He wants to combat it. So he wanted to know where to go to combat the racism, being black and a senator and all. And they shut up after that. And these numbers show why. So, by the way, did you see Stacey Abrams... it's now backtracking and saying she's always supported voter ID.
I saw something about that. But since this is not an elected official, I really haven't gotten into anything that she's got to say. So she thinks she's the governor of Georgia, but.
Well, Senator Raphael Warnock now claims that he never opposed voter ID either.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Perhaps in another time space continuum, but in this one where we live.
Yeah.
They definitely did. Stacey Abrams wandered around explaining that anybody who opposed her on this was, in fact, a racist. The problem is the percentage of people who agree with her here are just 20%. So this is a losing issue for the Democrats. So this this new law, which would ban voter ID for registration, it's HR1 and for voting. In other words, Katie barred the door. By the way, do you know how bad that HR1 is? Do you know how crazy this is, Lee?
Oh, yeah, I do.
If you, this is what people are going to do. If you have one of these boring congressional races, like, you know, mm-hmm. it's the same guy who always wins and he doesn't have an opponent.
Right.
But there's like a really interesting one in the county next door, maybe one that's getting national attention. You can just bop on over there if you would like.
Sure.
And you can vote in that one. And you think, well, wait, but I don't live in that congressional district.
Doesn't
biggie.
Matter.
Doesn't matter.
They can't look into it.
If you cast your ballot in the wrong place, oopsie, before they would toss it out, right? Yeah. They'd put a provisional. Right. While you claim you live here in, I don't know, let's pick one, Spartanburg County, right? Yeah. But you actually live in Greenville. You claim you live here, but we're going to check that. We'll put this in the provisional box, and then they'd check it, throw your ballot out, as they should. Nope, not allowed to check. So you know what this would mean? So if you just a whole state can road trip it to the county with the most exciting congressional race, you just vote there. Okay. We would be, do you realize we'd be the only so-called democracy? We're not actually democracy.
Little d democracy.
The only democracy in the entire industrialized world, over 100 countries, that wouldn't have voter ID. Exactly. The voter ID would be banned.
Yeah.
Like, how radical that is.
Yeah, and any other time, liberals will be telling us we've got to be more like other international countries.
Right.
But not in this case. Since it doesn't fit their narrative.
It does not fit their narrative. Not at all. Oh, by the way, the percentage of black people who would like voter ID, that's 62%.
Okay, once again, that is what, say it with me, a majority.
A majority.
Yes.
Yes, even in Common Core math, that is still a majority for now. Although we will check back.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you see, just to mention this quickly, the driver accused of a terrorist attack against the gay pride parade, and immediately the left comes out, goes wild.
Yeah, I saw this over the weekend, and I that infuriated me that the mayor of Fort Lauderdale immediately said this was a terrorist attack, and it was. And even as the story came out, it is some elderly driver that was wearing a gay pride T-shirt that had a rainbow flag on the back of his Ford pickup.
Yeah.
And he accidentally hit the gas instead of the brakes in a lineup for the gay pride parade and ran over two people, sadly killing one person. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the congresswoman from Florida, who's also the past DNC chairman, tried to claim, and may have been close by, claimed that she was within inches of being killed herself. And then, of course, the mayor says that this is a terrorist act and it's being investigated. And police immediately said, no. There's no indication this is anybody who was intentionally trying to do anything.
Well, they immediately blamed Trump supporters.
Of course.
Death Santis began trending on Twitter because, if Republicans are nearby, then it's always their fault.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that nobody said any of that when the Biden and Farrakhan supporter murdered a Capitol Police officer?
Right.
Do you realize he ran him over with his car, but that wasn't good enough? He got out and then stabbed him?
Yeah.
Did anyone say terror attack?
Injuring another officer, too.
Two, yeah. Anyone say terror? You know what is ironic? Joe Biden just told the whole world at the G7 that Trump supporters murdered a Capitol Police officer. No such thing happened. Yeah. That guy died of natural causes. But there actually was a Biden supporter, according to his social media, who is also a Farrakhan supporter, a left-winger, who did murder a Capitol Police officer. Have you heard anything about that?
No, of course not.
Well, we're having a 9/11 commission to investigate the violence of Trump supporters, but they didn't kill anybody. Why are we looking into this left winger and what would have gotten him to commit this horrific crime? Could it be the Democrats' rhetoric? Could it be Biden's rhetoric? Why aren't we considering that? Why don't people even know that?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, it's been one heck of a week. I kicked off with the VA secretary announcing 4,000 free, not for you, you're going to pay for them, free transition surgeries will be paid for by the VA. If you are waiting for cancer treatment, I know a guy who did, and it came too late. He is now stage four. He's a veteran. He was a nuke. And he's now struggling with stage four cancer. I had to fight them for quite a while to get the full cancer treatments approved. Unfortunately, by the time he won, it was too late. But whatever. If he wants to transition before he goes, he can now. So as part of a gay pride parade, the VA secretary announcing 4,000 free transgender transition surgeries to celebrate Pride Week. So celebration in full swing. And not to be outdone, Nellis Air Force Base just hosted its first ever drag queen show. Let me let you process that. Nellis Air Force Base just hosted its first ever drag queen show, which an Air Force spokesperson said was essential to both morale and readiness. The Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada recently hosted its first ever drag queen show. Breitbart News asked them for a statement, so they complied. Nellis Air Force Base in the 99th Air Base Wing hosted its first ever drag show Thursday, June 17th at the Nellis Club. The event was sponsored by a private organization and provided an opportunity for attendees to learn more about the history and significance of drag performance art within the LGBT plus community. So definitely why many people join the Air Force. They want to learn about the history and significance of drag performance art. I know for me, that would be a big one. Right up there with defending my country. Anyway, ensuring our this is from the official statement from the Air Force on its first ever drag queen show at Nellis Air Force Base. Very exciting. Ensuring our ranks reflect and are inclusive of the American people is essential to the morale, cohesion, and readiness of the military. So you may not have thought that drag queen shows were essential to both military morale and readiness, but they are. I'm going to read that line again. Ensuring our ranks reflect and are inclusive of the American people is essential to the morale, cohesion, and readiness of the military. Nellis Air Force Base is committed to providing and championing an environment that is characterized by equal opportunity, diversity, and inclusion. The flyer for the event read, "Drag You Nellis, discover the significance of drag in the LGBT plus community at the Nellis Club." So, this is definitely a first. And there you go. For those of you who think the military, the Air Force, the Navy is what it was, and you should send your kids there, you need to spend a little more time on the internet catching up with modern times.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, yeah. And to cap the week off, at least so far, after the first ever drag show at Nellis Air Base, in partnership with the U.S. Air Force, they say it is good for cohesion, unity, and military readiness. I wish they would have explained that one. I would love to know how a drag show makes you ready to fight. I'm not joking. I don't mean that sarcastically at all. I mean truly from my heart. I wish the military had explained that. I wish that the Air Force had explained, because they put the statement out saying that it's great for readiness to have a drag show, so that, you know, the Air Force members can go take it all in and they can learn things that, well, okay, I get the learn things. You'll learn, you know, about the LGBTQ community, all right? But how does that improve readiness? I would just be fascinating to hear that, but they unfortunately did not elaborate in their press release. So, meantime, a transgender BMX freestyle rider and U.S. Olympic team alternate once said his goal was to win the Olympics so he could burn the American flag on the podium. Chelsea Wolf, who was born a boy but is now identifies as a girl, made it clear this was Chelsea's goal, to win and burn the flag as a way of extracting retribution against the Trump administration for hurting trans children. By way of hurting trans children, they mean he didn't want biological males to compete with females, not for any moral reasons, because very unfair to the females. That's hurting trans children. Just so you know, we have a working definition. We can understand what is going on. Anyway, I don't know about the pyrotechnics on the podium. I don't know if that's allowed or not. So it'd be certainly make that interesting. All right. I couldn't wait to get into this one. How profoundly corrupt are the Bidens? So profoundly corrupt that Obama and his cabal are distancing themselves from them. Probably a good idea. And by the way, remember, Barack Obama did not endorse Joe Biden. And remember, he wouldn't do it. And it was really a glaring thing. And when Joe needed him, he wouldn't do it. And Obama wouldn't do it until it became clear that Joe was absolutely going to be the nominee and there was no way out of it. There was no way around it. And perhaps we're getting a look at why. Because Barack Obama really knows Joe Biden. I wouldn't want to be associated with this level of sleaze. So keep in mind as I tell you this, at this time, and this is a really ballsy thing. I mean, you have to be practically sociopathic here to psychologically withstand this. Hunter Biden is currently under investigation by the FBI for money laundering. And the money he's accused, or being investigated, I should say, for laundering, is not just any money. It's bribery money from Russia, China, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and that's just the ones we know about, right? So it takes a special psychology to go, you know what, I think I'm going into art, and I think I'll sell my paintings for, I don't know, $75,000 to $500,000. Folks, do you realize a Warhol, like Andy Warhol, right? Famous American painter. Do you realize Hunter's getting almost as much as Andy Warhol? Let that sink in for a minute and ask yourself, is something wrong here? Well, Obama world thinks so. This is clearly and attempt to distance themselves because they're embarrassed. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for our country. Former President Obama's ethics chief ripped into President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, for selling his art at prices ranging from up to half a million dollars to anonymous buyers. Walter Schaub, the former Office of Government Ethics Director under Obama, said the Biden arrangement is, quote, shameful and grifty. Quote, this took great bravery to point out the corruption here. This is how outrageous this is. This has come from the left. This has come from the Obama people. Quote, the notion of a president's son capitalizing on that relationship by selling art at obviously inflated prices and keeping the public in the dark about who's funneling money to him has a shameful and grifty feel to it. Yeah, it's got a bribery and illegal feel to it, too. Schaub also warned that the anonymity granted to Hunter's clients would allow, quote, influence seekers, unquote, to funnel money to the Biden family. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So he's not doing the pretend the media is doing and the FBI is doing. Oh, no, that's just Hunter. He doesn't funnel the money to the family despite texting his own daughter and saying the big guy got half. No, actually, in that one, he said it was his dad who got half. In other various deals, the big guy gets between 10 and 20%. And we know that because the not Russian disinformation laptop said so. Hunter wrote it. So this is a fascinating thing that's going on here. You've got Obama world coming out directly attacking Joe, distancing itself from Joe's corruption and admitting, listen to this, let me read this line. Hunter Biden's grotesquely inflated art prices create a similar risk of influence seekers funneling money to the Biden family. Wow. You can't say that in those circles. You got to pretend that the big guy doesn't get the money, no matter how many times Hunter writes that he does. You got to pretend you don't know that. And here is Obama world. That's who took this hit out, saying the Biden's family's getting his money. Wow. Schaub said he thinks that Biden and his art dealer, George Burgess, who, by the way, is closely associated with the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party, just so you know, quote, should disclose the identity of the purchaser so the public can see if the buyers are trying to gain access to the government. Wow, this is bold. You know what this is doing? Obama, speaking through this guy, this ethics guy, is giving the media permission to look into this. They won't take it, but he's giving them permission. He's also distancing Obama from what's coming. It's a hit on Joe. He also said, this is Obama's ethics, government ethics guy. He also said the public should not have to take it on blind faith that government officials will behave regardless if any attempt to curry favor or buy influence is likely to succeed. Listen to this. He slaps Joe clear across the face. This is coming from Obama, y'all. At a minimum, the president should be asking his son not to go through with this auction. Well, no, he's not going to. Joe's going to ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. The big guy gets 50%. What part of that did y'all not understand? And that's Hunter talking to his daughter about how unfair it is that he does all the work as a bag man collecting the bribes, and Joe takes half. I mean, I get it. I'd be mad, too. Hunter risking, you know, various felony convictions to be a bag man for Joe and break so many laws. And it's not always fair to Hunter. Hunter probably should get more. I don't disagree with that. Anyway, but I also think it's ridiculous that Hunter Biden, again, this is for you, those of you tuning in, this is Obama's ethics guy, government ethics guy. But I also think it's ridiculous that Hunter is even going forward with this sale as a first-time artist, Schaub continued. He can't possibly think anyone is paying him based on the quality of his art. Folks, this is right in front of our face. This is Banana Republic, third world style, in-your-face corruption. Can you imagine a Trump kid doing this? At this point, the FBI boot would have gone straight through any Trump kid's door. In fact, a Trump kid doing this now, post-Trump, would get to pre-dawn raid. But instead, we're all supposed to believe, and the mainstream media would like you to believe, that Hunter Biden is almost as good as Andy Warhol. By God, gets almost as much for a painting as he does. Wouldn't you love to start your art career like 2 months ago? And now you like Warhol? But then it's going very much the way his investing career did. I mean, you'd say he's so broke, he has to borrow $60,000 from a Chinese businessman, and then he invests that. In less than 5 years, he turns it into $200 million with his Chinese business partners. I mean, Warren Buffett could only dream of being that good of an investor. And all while smoking meth. This guy, man. This guy. Well, I mean, Joe Biden did say Hunter is the smartest guy I know. So maybe he is a better investor than Warren Buffett and almost as good of an artist as Andy Warhol. What will he take on next? He could be in the Olympics?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yep, astonishing news here from Barack Obama. I mean, they do not dispatch Walter Schaub to call out the Biden's family's corruption without Obama's permission and influence here. Obama can't quite come out and say, look, Joe needs to knock the corruption off. This is bad news. But this is Obama's way of taking out an insurance policy in which he distances himself from Joe's corruption. A couple fascinating things about this article. You could read it on Facebook, on my Facebook page anyway. I've got it up on my Gab account too. Headline, Obama ethics chief, Hunter Biden selling art at obviously inflated prices to mystery buyers. What's fascinating, again, is the direct aim. He doesn't do the usual left-wing media thing of just pretending that only Hunter keeps the money. He flat out says Joe needs to knock it off. Not Hunter, Joe. And he lays out where the money's going to go. We all know this. Let me read it again. Just as hotel charges and real estate purchases, he's got to use the Trump family for cover. No one has ever accused them of anything here. The media did, but no one's ever proved it. They didn't do this. But listen to this. Just as hotel charges and real estate purchases created a risk of unknown parties funneling money to the Trump family for potentially unsavory purposes, Hunter Biden's grotesquely inflated art prices create a similar risk of influence seekers funneling money to the Biden family. So what they're saying, they're not holding with the whole, oh, you know, Hunter is a seriously talented artist. He would never pass the money on to the big guy. Like he said he did in that text to his daughter. Point blank. And in two other separate emails where he said Joe takes a part of the money. Folks, do you realize if Joe takes the money, Joe is also guilty of laundering money? You know that's a felony, right? I forget the bribery aspect of it. So let me tell you how the FBI is handling this. They open an investigation. They had to open the money laundering investigation into Hunter. They had no choice. Do you know why not? Because they're good people. No, they're as corrupt as he is at the FBI. No, they opened the investigation because remember, Peter Schweizer, New York Times bestselling author, did a book on the corruption of both the Bidens, but also and the Clintons and also Mitch McConnell and Republican leadership as well. And all of the Bidens' bribery got spilled out in the pages of The Washington Post, New York Times before they knew he would seriously run for president. Right now, they won't even cover this stuff. And even worse, the baby mamas knew about the bribery money. And so they got a federal judge to force Hunter to disclose his tax returns. Well, Hunter kind of didn't mention the bribes or pay taxes on them, right? So to cover for Hunter, the FBI had to open the investigation. So what the FBI is doing is they just leave it open. Like they're doing something. It's like trifling. It's good to call it trifling. It's an urban term. Trifling. Like you're trying to appear to be trying, but you're actually trying to fail, like the FBI is here right here. And by the way, this money laundering investigation has been open since 2019. So Hunter clearly has no fear of interference by the FBI. And it's the Obama people calling him out and saying, listen, Joe's got to stop this. They've got to stop the grift. They've got to stop the money laundering. They've got to stop the tax evasion. That's what they're saying. I mean, so it's remarkable that Obama would do this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.